Should we get the show on the road, you think?
Oh my gosh. Welcome to Sticky Pickles. Ever found yourself stuck in a pickle, knee deep in a dilemma? Question is, what do you do now? I'm Maria.
And I'm Carol, and this is Season 5, Episode 7 of Sticky Pickles, Friends Only and Baby Be Beautiful. We've already done 7 episodes this season. It's crazy.
I know. And I think last week we had an alliteration thing going on with the names, and I think, I have a theory. I don't know your story yet, but I have a feeling that immaturity is the theme of our episode today.
Ooh, yeah, okay, we'll see at the end. Yeah. Okay.
Am I right or am I right?
I don't know. We'll find out. Okay, Maria, you're kicking us off. Tell me your sticky pickle, Friends Only.
Okay, so Carol, you and I are a few years, putting it gently, away from our university days.
I'm a little further than you.
A little bit.
Especially when I went a year and a half early. Boom.
Oh, boom. Well, Miss Smarty Pants.
That was then.
It's been a while. And I will say I was out and about in Boston, my home city, over Halloween weekend. And I was surrounded by college students out partying because it's a big party weekend, especially up here.
Much more there than here.
Yeah, it's a very American thing. And it's become like, you know, obligatory sexy Halloween costumes. Ooh. Especially if you're in your college age. And it's, you know, people get very creative. It's a holiday I enjoyed when I was especially younger.
What was your best outfit?
Oh, fuck. Honestly, I was Judge Q from Star Trek The Next Generation, a fully homemade costume. I'm so very proud of it.
My best one was I was Frankenstein's monster's wife, and I had like egg white in my hair to hold it like in place. I think I've got a picture somewhere. Anyway,
oh my God. Yes. That hair is the super tall hair.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
respect, girl. That's a great costume. My God.
So is yours.
Well, yeah, mine's very nerdy, but it was people who knew what it was like, oh my God. And people who didn't just thought I was coming out of like jury duty or something. But it was great. it wasn't sexy though in the slightest. But you could make it. Anyway, so I've been around college students a lot of the weekend. I've been in their vicinity. And man, I forgot what college students are like.
Oh, because you don't live right in the downtown like I do in Oxford. They're
everywhere. I don't. Yeah. I've forgotten like youth that is not literal children. You know, what the passions of youth. So that I want us to put ourselves in the mentality of a college student.
Perfect.
So someone
I
who's
love
like,
this.
Yeah, because I forgot, honestly, what it's like. And this story requires being that mindset, because if we come at this as mature adults, we will miss the boat on this story.
No chance of that, Maria.
No, yeah, no, because I'm not the one responding to it, because I totally would. All right, so I want us to imagine two 21-year-olds, okay? There's Dave and his best friend, Lucy.
Okay.
And they are in their third year of university, so college juniors, and they've been best friends for the last 3 years. So they met during orientation as freshmen, and they are just like inseparable friends. And they have totally different majors, but they're always hanging out. They always make sure they get meals at the dining hall together. They always go to the same parties. They're besties.
It sounds like me and Cameron. Okay, cool.
Oh, you had a college bestie. That's awesome.
Of course. I love besties, man. I love them.
Oh, I wish I had a bestie.
I will be your bestie.
Oh. Back to the podcast. All right. So Dave and Lucy are at a Halloween party. So
great.
Lucy has dressed up as a very cute, sexy ladybug.
Oh,
very adorable. And Dave has dressed up as a bottle of Caesar salad dressing. Completely different. Not matching.
I love it.
Yeah. Okay. I actually don't know why he dressed up as Caesar salad dressing, but he was like, trust me, it's hilarious. But of course, Lucy is getting like all the attention, and she's being extremely adorable, and like lots of dudes are hitting on her, and it's great. So they're buying Lucy lots of drinks, and Lucy's drinking and drinking and drinking and drinking. And before the night is even maybe 1 hour into the party, Lucy is hammered, smashed,
smashed,
smashed, like not falling over drunk, but like that ladybug is wobbly, okay? And Dave and Lucy at some point kind of are in, like, collapse on a similar sofa with other friends sitting nearby them.
And okay, so we've got a bottle of Caesar salad that's been, like, the top's come off and it's being poured out all over the place. The ladybug has one wing.
Right. Yeah, I would say the bottle of Caesar salad dressing is not completely poured out yet. Like, a little spiked. Like, the ladybug is in way worse situation. Really trashed. And so the mutual friends are sitting around the couch with them in various hilarious costumes that make no sense. And at some point, the drunkest friend, you know, the one that talks like this, he always wants to get down on the good goss. It's like, Dave and Lucy, you two, look at you sitting on the sofa.
You best friends.
Yeah, the best friends. And you know, I always wondered, you guys have known each other for 3 years. Have you ever got together? You're such good friends. And you know, neither Dave or Lucy are saying anything. And this friend is like, you're such good friends, huh? You know, you should give it a try. And then she hasn't even finished her sentence. She hasn't even finished her sentence. And the ladybug, like, immediately sits up in her seat. And she's like, oh, God, fuck no, absolutely not.
Lucy says about Dave.
About Dave.
Mm-hmm.
And Dave is our Caesar salad buddy. Caesar salad dressing buddy. Sorry, this is so silly. I can't even say it. Have you ever seen a shocked and dismayed bottle of Caesar salad dressing?
You know, Maria, I can't say that I have.
Well, I want you to imagine it.
I am. I'm imagining it. Yeah, I've got it, I think.
I'm regretting the choice in costume for my buddy Dave here, because I can't get through this. So Dave sort of, when this question does come up at parties or whatever, they're sort of used to, like, oh, we feel like brother and sister, and it's usually like, no, politely, yeah, passing.
I've used that line.
Yeah, 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 they're legitimate platonic friends. But yeah, the way that Lucy viscerally reacted, like she was going to vomit.
Uh-huh.
At, like, Dave is some sort of disgusting, repulsive beast of a bottle of Caesar salad dressing. Was like, honestly, Dave.
Maybe she was in character. Like, I can't imagine a ladybug wanting to get stuck in that sort of, you know, you die.
Okay, well, can you imagine if Dave was dressed up like a sunflower or something, like an offended sunflower, and he turns to Lucy the ladybug and goes, well, fuck you too.
Oh, this is getting interesting. I wish I were at that party.
Yeah, the drums. Okay. Yeah, yeah. Are you the friend who started this, by the way?
Probably. I'm sitting in the kitchen waiting for it to get to the right level so I can come back in and fix it.
You're like, yeah. Have they thrown drinks in each other's faces yet? Have we gotten there? Yeah, and his reaction to Dave's reaction to Lucy also catches Lucy by surprise. Now, again, Lucy's really fucking drunk, but like she recognizes like there's some serious hurt in his voice. Uh-huh. And now they're both like, well, they're hurt. So, you know, Lucy's trying to sort of backpedal a little bit. Like, he's, no. I mean, there's nothing wrong with him. He's just like, he's just my friend. I don't even want to think about that. Have you been in this situation?
No, but I think there's only one thing she can do. If she sussed this out and she's drunk, which will work in her favor with my solution here.
Yeah.
Is she needs to grab his little ears and snog the fuck out of him for about 5 seconds with tongues. With tongues, I know. And then pull off and go, yeah, no, we're not dating. So that he doesn't feel disgusting.
That's an interesting solution.
Okay.
Yeah, because to be clear, to be super crystal, not Caesar salad dressing, but like actual crystal clear, there are no feelings of romance between the two of them. They are actually legitimate platonic friends.
But therefore, then you can just smoosh faces and it be nothing.
Oh, man. Maybe you can.
Well, don't put your heart in it. It's just a smoosh-smoosh. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know when you put your finger in front of your lips and you go, blah, 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 that kind of thing. That's basically what you're doing with someone else's.
We are professional podcasters. Do not attempt this at home. I'm so glad that people got to hear us making those sounds into these really good microphones that we've got.
Oh, my God.
It's deeply personal.
So here's the cherry on top for the situation.
Oh, fab.
Because there is a little cherry on top. Dave is really genuinely upset by how viscerally disgusted Lucy acted to the innocent gossipy question, to the point that Dave leaves the party without telling Lucy, and also Dave was Lucy's ride. So this is not a party that one can walk to. I'm guessing this is somewhere like in Wisconsin, or I don't know, pick a state where one must drive all places.
Yeah.
So she has, in theory, she's going to have to find a different way back. But her wingman is no longer with her, kind of making sure that she's safe and okay. And he left without saying anything. He just left. He just sort of stormed out of there. And about an hour after he gets back home without bringing her friend with him, she gets a very angry text from Lucy saying, like, how the fuck could you just abandon me at this party? You know, you were my ride. I didn't even know you were leaving. What the fuck?
As opposed to saying, oh my God, you know, I love you, right? Like, I love you, 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 I love you. My friend, you're my friend, you're my friend, you're my friend, you're my friend, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. And P.S. I love you.
Yeah, that might have worked. Maybe that would have worked.
He might have done a 3-point turn, you know, but also it does give a little demerit point, I think, on behavior, because that's just not cool to do that to a drunk girl ever.
Right.
I just think
if she had been a dude, and
he's 21. He's 21.
Yes. If she had been a dude, would we have been as concerned? I'm not trying to do a gotcha. I'm just asking.
No, I don't. Yeah. I don't. Probably wouldn't be. But if someone, again, when you're 21 and you drink too much, it gets stupid. Like, you're vomiting. You're like, I'm gonna die. I'm gonna die. Right? Yeah. So I don't think anyone should be abandoned.
You're my best friend.
Yeah. 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 Exactly. Yeah. You need carers in that time, I think.
Yeah.
And he didn't play that role very well out of hurt feelings, which is slightly immature, but he's 21.
He's 21. That's why I was like, we got to put ourselves in that mentality.
Exactly.
Us as respectable adults, we would have been like, well, I need to be accountable and let her know that I'm leaving and maybe call
and
her
you know
an
what?
Uber or whatever. I don't know.
The best advice I have for Dave is maybe just choose a slightly sexier outfit next Halloween. Right?
Honestly,
instead of cheesy spermy bottle that he was.
Caesar salad dressing isn't sexy. I want to know if somebody can make that sexy, honestly.
Okay, well, send it to us on
Hello,
Twitter.
Stickle Piggies. I can't even say the name of our show. Stickle Piggies.
It's the second week in a row, Maria.
I know. What's wrong with me? It's long COVID or something. I don't know. Holy shit. So yeah, it's pretty immature. Not a fan of him leaving her at the party, but she probably needs to not be an asshole.
He's certainly compartmentalized himself into the friend zone rather than moving up into the boyfriend zone.
Well, he doesn't want to be.
Not that he wants to.
Not that he wants to be. So it's
not
okay.
That he wants to be. Stupid Caesar salad dressing.
Stupid sexy Caesar salad dressing. Oh my God. All right, so that's mine. Pearl, please, please rescue me from having to say Caesar salad dressing again and again. Please tell me your sticky pickle.
Okay, we have Otto and Iris.
Ooh.
And Otto and Iris have been dating for, you know, 8 months, 10 months, something like that. And they're both in their late 30s, which is why they've already have started talking seriously about starting a little family.
Oh, they're moving fast, but yes.
Yeah, well, they got to.
Tick, tick.
Yeah, this is led by Iris, who's tick, 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 and wants to get going. And Otto is, you know, slowly, but he's now getting much warmer to the idea.
Okay.
So let me describe these two for you, probably. Like, so you got Otto, tall, angular.
Ooh.
Broody.
Ooh.
Slick hair.
Mm-hmm.
Merino wool turtlenecks.
Merino, not Angora and not cashmere.
Nope.
Okay, merino.
Nope.
Got it.
Loafers.
Okay.
Media glasses.
Okay, what do you mean by media glasses?
like the dark frame glasses, like the ones you and I wear.
Yeah, I was gonna
big
say,
dark
like,
plastic
like
wear.
Nerd
like,
glasses,
like,
okay.
Like nerd, like media people like us
yes,
and nerd people
like,
wear.
Like
yeah.
The ones they give you when you join this field.
Yes, exactly.
They're like, what color would you like? Yes. All
right. And occasionally sporting a trench coat. Okay. There's Otto.
Okay.
There's Otto.
All right. Angular meaning like he's
like he's a good looking guy. Okay. He's got like you know that chiseled look. Chiseled.
Okay. Because I was going to say if he's got a couple spare tires, then this changes things dramatically. Okay. 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 I'm
okay.
Yep.
You got him. You got him. Otto. Okay. Okay. And you've got Iris, who by all accounts stunning. Okay.
Oh.
She has this like light peach blonde hair. You know, dazzling smile, perfect bazungas.
In her late 30s, bless her. Is she sure she wants to bring a child into this equation?
Tiny cinched waist and a boom, boom, bum.
Well,
okay.
Honey, I'm just saying. All right.
And, you know, they would shyly admit that, yes, they are probably part of the more beautiful people in the world.
Oh,
you know?
Shucks.
And maybe that's why Iris is kind of luring Otto in by talking about what their future kids will look like, right? Who will they take after? Will they have, you know, his dark hooded eyes or her baby blues? Will they have her perfect teeth or his perfect teeth?
Oh, God. Oh my God.
You know, one of them has a heart-shaped birthmark on their hip, perfectly placed. Will our daughter or son have that?
Like a little cutie mark, but for adults. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cute. Okay. Like a My Little Pony.
So everything is blissful until Otto decides to do a cleaning of their flat. You know, one of those big cleans while Iris is out for the afternoon. So he, of course, dons the appropriate tracksuit for the job, you know, gets the feather duster, mop and bucket, the whole shebang. And he does it the way his mom does it. Start at the bottom and work your way up. Is that how you do it if you have to do a house clean?
I'd start at the bottom and work my way up?
Yeah.
What's house cleaning? My house is always disgusting, as you probably have figured out from my comment. I work on pain areas and move out from there. Like what's the dirtiest first and then whatever. Yeah.
I did see your art studio on Instagram.
Isn't it awful?
I was a little shocked.
Oh no. And that's actually,
I wish so much I lived next door because I would have gone, let me take care of this.
No, my art studio is a disaster at all times. It's so bad. It keeps the neighborhood kids out of there because I know they want to go in there and ransack it. And it's like, honey, I already did it for you. Stay out. It's just paint in there. You know, nothing you want. Anyway.
So he's, you know, he's going through everything, cleaning away. He's got his AirPods on, listening to some tunes, doing the stuff. And he's now in the living room sorting out the junk drawer. You know, the drawer where they put all the crap that they have no home for. We all have one. You have
one.
Many, I think. I guess.
One. Okay. All right.
The art room. Yeah. The art room. Yeah.
That's my entire office. Yes. The attic.
And in the drawer, he sees a book called Women on Top by Nancy Friday.
Should I Google this? Is this a real book?
Yes, you can.
Okay, let's see.
And you can just tell me what it is.
Oh, okay. Do I need to have safe search turned on?
No. And I think it's the 70s, because actually this is great you're doing this, because I said blah, blah, blah about women in the 70s, but I wanted to...
Women on Top. Okay, let's see. Okay. Oh, God. I really hate this is going to be in my search history. Women on Top. Nancy Friday returns to the subject that made her famous, examining the erotic fantasy lives of more than 150 modern women.
And what year is this published?
This was
Women on Top?
1993?
Oh, really?
Maybe this was republished in 93. No, first printing was 1993.
Wow. There you go. So he sees this book called Women on Top by Nancy Friday.
Mm.
And he's like, you know, he's looking at the back cover and he's like, ooh, this sounds interesting. So he starts flipping through and out pops an old photo.
Can I just read the top line for this book?
Yes.
For women in the 90s, nothing is taboo.
Except for gay marriage.
I was going to say, shall we start the list?
Oh, in the 90s.
I know.
We were so free. No,
no,
really.
No, we weren't.
So an old photo pops out of the book.
Yeah.
Okay? So he takes a look at it, and it's like a fading picture of this grinning toddler. The thing is Otto cannot remember seeing an uglier toddler in his entire life. He sees the cone-headedness, the splotchy skin, sticky out ears, a very discernible overbite.
Hey.
And I'm just, this is what Otto's seeing. And he's just looking at this and he's kind of like, oh, like it's almost like a demon for him. And on the back, in faint writing, it says, Iris, stay beautiful.
Okay.
And Otto looks at this and he's snorting to himself, like, of course, you know, it can't be her. And he's looking at the picture and he's looking at it and he's like, and he's looking and he's thinking of her beautiful dyed hair and her perfect orthodontically fixed teeth and her perfectly cute upturned button nose.
Oh, I totally know a photo that this story is making me think of.
Really?
Yeah. There was this meme that went around, like, oh God, this is a long time ago, of like the husband and wife who both look absolutely perfect. And then the kid is a wreck. And it was something about like the dangers of plastic surgery or something.
Yeah. I didn't know about that. You see,
I need to find this.
I'm 20 years late.
No, no. I'm just like, oh my God. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Oh no.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Start saving for
and
the
then
kid.
And then he starts thinking, unless she's had plastic surgery, right?
And never mentioned this.
And he's realizing, like, I don't think I've seen her with her makeup off. Like, that. What is her, like, I don't know what her, like.
How long have they been dating?
8 months. So he runs around the house trying to find other pictures, right? Because he's like, can't find any pictures anywhere because I guess it's not the 90s and you don't have photo albums.
Okay, so. I just want to say, 8 months of dating, I think it is absolutely possible to not have seen a partner without makeup. I think that's possible.
Of course it's possible. Yeah. I mean, I'm not one of those, but I know people that are.
They go years.
Like, seriously. Yeah. So, the sitch, where he's getting frustrated is they've been having all these, are you going to have my ears or your ears? Is he going to have my teeth or your perfect teeth? Right? And what the hell is she playing at? And he's frustrated. And I know that you're a person who really believes in communication between partners. So over to you, Maria. You find this picture, or Otto calls you, whatever, however you want to play.
Okay. I mean, here's my thing. Is it such a terrible thing to have had plastic? I have not had plastic surgery, so I'm not coming at it from that point of view. But is it so bad to have had corrective surgery? This is what I think that's what I would have said.
No, yeah. I don't. Yeah, I think that's, I don't even know if that's the question. I think the one thing is that she's never said to him,
yeah,
by the way, I've had plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And has also been talking about the gorgeousness of their future sprogs, which clearly may be in trouble looking at the.
Yeah, I mean, every child is beautiful in the eyes of their parents until they get plastic surgery. Yeah, I mean, I think I would approach this from a point of humor and being like, wow, this is a really interesting photo of you. And, or is this you? And wow, you look different.
That'll make them feel great.
Yeah, I mean, but. Okay, I remember the first time I saw my husband's baby photo. All right, I'm doing the Beetlejuice thing. I've now summoned him. He has to appear on next week's episode.
Fantastic.
Oh my God, yeah, he would love that. He had like the biggest cheeks I'd ever seen, and they were comically oversized. And I was like, oh my God, he doesn't have those now, and it's not from plastic surgery. They were just his baby cheeks, and they were just massive, chunky baby cheeks.
But he wasn't like butt-faced ugly.
I don't think so.
Exactly. But I mean, Otto's not feeling that, right? No. The picture. Yeah. Not, you know.
But would you break up with somebody based on their baby photo? That seems like.
Would you have a baby if you're a big beauty couple?
Honestly, I feel like Okay, if you're that I suppose it's possible. However, I could.
And she's very proud. Like, she's very beauty conscious, right? Like, he's not seen her without makeup. Like, she takes all this stuff seriously. She understands the importance in their echo chamber of looking, you know.
Primo. I mean, they could just be like, we'll have kids and just keep a savings account for when we need to start getting the surgeries done. I mean, I'm sure there's always a little room for improvement, even on perfection, a little nip and tuck or something. And I don't know. You could also be like, well, having a kid is always rolling the dice, and maybe they'll just be naturally gorgeous, even more so than mom and dad
have
could
proof
ever imagine.
Here, though, that maybe not.
Well,
you know,
well, let's see. I had a terrible for most of my youth, and I had to have it corrected.
But you're not planning on having kids with Otto, are you?
No, I did better.
Exactly. Differently, Maria. Yeah, differently. Different. It's not a competition.
Oh, okay. It's not a competition.
It's not a competition.
Yeah. I mean, does he want to really break up with her over this? I think they need to talk about it for sure.
He's pretty furious. He's furious that she's been playing the our beautiful children game.
Is she religious? Is she all children are beautiful in the eyes of God type?
No, not at all. So he kind of does do exactly what you say, Maria. She comes home and he goes, found your ugly ass baby pic while I was cleaning.
Oh, well, when you say it like that.
Is this what
I
our
mean...
baby might look like? And
I mean,
she's like, you're a fucking idiot. That's not me, you fucking doorknob. That was in a sex book my sister bought me, and that was to get me back to work.
Yeah, did it even look like her? I guess I should have asked the obvious question. Well, now everybody knows about my so that's great. I got it fixed, though. Oh, God damn it. You baited me into admitting my terrible, ugly past.
I go, wow, wow, wow.
Okay. All right. If you want, you can Charlie Brown that part if you'd like.
That's it for this episode of Sticky Pickles. If we made you smile, just please review just once.
That'd be great. It'd be great. It helps other people find us because that helps us grow. That's what we're all about is personal growth on this very serious show.
Exactly. That's what we've been working towards that very solidly today.
We're a very goals-oriented show.
Yes. Yes. Objectives, objectives,
that's
objectives.
That's one of the KPIs. That's so ridiculous. I can't even say that seriously. Oh, my God. All right. Let me do this for real. You can get in touch with us on social media. We are at Sticky Pickles on Twitter and at Sticky Pickles Pod on Instagram and anything else you can find on stickypickles.com.
Hey, you did it. Well done. We will see you soon next week, perhaps.
Yes, maybe I'll put my husband on the show next week.
Ooh.
Would be like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I think that could be very cool.
He wants you to help tear me apart. He
don't worry. I will exercise extreme diplomacy until I laugh.
Oh, goodness. Oh, God.